Welcome to Trivia with Will and Reed, the trivia game from O Brother Radio.
We've got questions and hopefully you've got answers, so grab a pen and paper and play along. You'll either know a bunch or learn a lot. Either way, you're a winner.
Welcome into Trivia with Will and Reed and Willockamy. That is Reed Lockamy over there. Special guest tonight, Rob Briscoe and Han Briscoe hanging out with us. Rob used to produce our TV show, The Iron Bowl Hour, that Reed and I hosted for three seasons back starting in 2010.
Yep.
Which is awesome. You can find it on YouTube, The Iron Bowl Hour. And Han is Rob's son and a photographer who has a really awesome Instagram page at American Responders. Go check that out as well. Reed, this is your game.
Yes.
That you hosted at The Electric as well. We did the Taylor Swift specialty game. We're not going to do that on the radio.
No.
That's a special one.
Yep.
That we're going to save in case... You know, Taylor wants to buy it for $2
million. $2 million.
Is what I'm guessing.
You know what? We'll let it go to $1
million. Okay.
That's right. If she wants to learn about herself, we'll let it go to $1
million. Just since our dad is friends with her.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. So this is a game that I hosted at the Electric in Bluff Park on the 23rd of April. So we'll dive right into the questions. The high score for this game was 93. The low score was like a Heinz ketchup. It was a 57. So we're trying to get at least that many points. All right. So here are the questions for round one. Question number one, Vidalia onions. And I never know if you're supposed to say Vidalia or if it's Vidalia.
I think it's Vidalia.
Vidalia. That sounds a little weird to say, but I think that's right.
If we talk to Greg, he could tell us because he's from there.
Greg could tell us. All right, so Vidalia onions are so called because they have historically been grown in the town of Vidalia in what state?
Okay.
All right, so there's that. Question number,
I got that.
Yeah, question because Greg would know.
And I've been there.
And you've been there. Question number two, which has blonde hair? Beavis or Butthead? Who has blonde hair, Beavis or Butthead? And question number three, most commonly speaking, hummus is basically made from the paste of two things. Name either of those things. All right, so there are the questions in round one. Podcast listeners can pause now and write down their own answers and point values 5, 3, and 1, unless they want to go for 11, which is risky. Guys in the studio, what do we think the answers might be here?
We're going for 11 here, but what do you guys know? Do you guys know anything?
I'm staying out of the Vidalia. Vidalia.
Okay. Either way.
You're saying I'm staying out of that one.
Yeah, Georgia. So, like, if you're going to Savannah, you pass through Vidalia. The other one, Reed?
So we have who has blonde hair, Beavis or Butthead?
Right. Boy, did y'all see the SNL thing?
It was incredible.
It really was. Beavis.
Hey, yep. Okay, Han, I'm curious. Do you know, like, the answer to that question on your own?
I do not.
Han's too young to know about Beavis and Butthead.
You know, this is not a popular opinion, but I was not a huge fan.
I was also not a huge fan.
Yeah.
Never totally got it.
Uh-uh. Which is funny, though, because I really like a lot of Mike Judge's work.
Yeah, same.
Yep. Yeah.
But his cartoon stuff is not...
Yep.
Like King of the Hill, I was never a huge fan of either.
It's just okay. King of the Hill I liked a little bit better.
His films, though,
great.
I like.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yep. And then that's Beavis, yeah.
Yeah, question number three. Hummus is made from the paste of two things. Name either of them.
Chickpeas.
Chickpeas, the easy part. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what the other is.
Is tahini the other part?
Is that a word?
Tahini is an acceptable answer. Actually, I have it in parentheses as like a third. Off to the side, but I would accept tahini. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going for 11.
Sure.
Okay. So that is 11 points. Nice job, guys. Georgia, Vidalia onions come from Georgia. Beavis has blonde hair. And then Butthead looks just like Matt Gaetz, so it's easy to remember. question number three. So it's chickpeas and sesame seeds.
Oh, yeah.
Or tahini.
Yep.
I don't entirely know what tahini is.
I have it at home, and I don't either.
Okay, yeah. All right, so that's 11 points to start. Nice job. Here are the questions in round two. According to the slogan on its label, what beverage has, since 1972, been, quote, made from the best stuff on earth? What beverage is notable for having been made, supposedly, from the best stuff on earth?
What year?
1972 is when this dates back to this slogan there for that beverage. Question number two, as of 2023, there have been 19 presidents of the U.S. who have been members of the present-day Republican Party. Who, born in 1809, was the first member of the present-day Republican Party? And then question number three, spanning almost 1,000 miles, the Iditarod is a race that takes place each year in what country? All right, so what do we think the answers to those questions might be?
Okay. I did a rod. That's in the United States.
I thought it was in Alaska.
It's in Alaska.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that Lincoln, the first Republican? He was.
Said 1809?
Yeah.
Born in 1809.
Yeah, that feels good.
That feels about right, sure. Timing-wise.
Yeah.
You got Lincoln there. And then the first one, I don't think I knew this, but what was it?
Yeah,
oh, the first drink.
Question. Oh, yeah, is it Sun Kit? No.
What is
no,
made
no, no,
from
no,
the best kiss. Stuff on Earth?
Wait, Sunny D.
Yeah, Sunny D. That's what I was thinking. That's what I was trying to think.
I thought I like you
that.
Were thinking of Sunkist.
Yeah. Reg in the morning show says Sunkist as a real swears.
That's just wrong.
Yeah, yeah. I know. And he's been sticking by it.
There's so many things I like about Reg, but I think that's my favorite thing
about
Reg.
Yeah, but he insists it's called Sunkist.
Sunkist. All right, so are you going to
Sunny D?
Sunny D? Okay. How do you do your points?
I mean, if it is Sunny D.
That would be impressive. Yeah.
11...
How confident do you feel about that, hon?
That was definitely my first thought, but I don't know it.
Yeah, I did not know. I saw him struggling on Sunkist, and I just threw it out there. I'm not confident in that at all.
All right, so let's go one for that, and then three for Lincoln, and then five for Iditarod.
Okay, that's going to be 8 points there, which is not bad. So indeed, Iditarod is in Alaska. Lincoln, I also could have accepted the nickname my wife and I use for him, which is AB Baby. he was the first Republican. And then the drink, the beverage that's been made from the best stuff on Earth is Snapple.
Snapple, all right.
I haven't had a Snapple in years.
Been a while.
Is Snapple around? Because they have a huge, okay.
Yep.
I think.
I don't know. Yeah. There's this YouTube channel I watch every now. It's called The Company Man. And a lot of times it's about like companies that have done so well and then like tanked at some point. Yeah. Snapple is one of the episodes.
Yeah. Huh.
So, yeah.
Gosh, that really makes me want to. Yeah. Stop by and get Snapple.
Kiwi strawberry.
Mm-hmm. Jeez, yeah. All right, question number three. Question number one. Had fictional character George Bailey never been born, the town of Bedford Falls would have been renamed what? All right, so question number two. What fictional marmalade sandwich-eating bear was created in the late 1950s by children's author Michael Bond? And then question number three is the spelling question for this game. I don't always have one, but here's one. Spell silhouette. How do you spell silhouette? All right, so there are the questions for round three. What do we think the answers might be?
Okay, is it Winnie the Pooh? No, what's the bear?
He's honey, though, right?
Oh, right. So marmalade.
Marmalade's throwing me off.
This is a bear who eats marmalade sandwiches.
Oh, right.
So we got Paddington's out there, but I don't know what he eats. Yogi Bear? But he steals.
I think it might be Paddington.
Baskets.
Is that the one that movie came out recently?
Yeah. Like the second one, I think.
I mean, Winnie the Pooh's definitely hungry, right?
Okay, you're right. Yeah. Okay.
That tapped out my bear knowledge, though.
The first one to read was...
Yeah, the first question is, what would Bedford Falls have been
named? Oh, yeah, it's Pottersville.
Okay, all right.
Of course, yeah. And then the
silhouette.
Third...
How do you spell silhouette?
I got SILHOUETTE.
That's what I've got.
That's what I was thinking.
Yep.
Okay. So how do y'all want to do points in this round?
So five for Pottersville.
Okay.
We're going to go three for Silhouette, since we all had it spelled that way.
Yeah.
And then, one for
Paddington. Paddington?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sure. All right, that's 9 points. Nice job.
Nice.
Yeah. Indeed, it is Paddington and Pottersville. And yes, Silhouette is spelled just like that. SILHOUETTE, Silhouette. Very nice job. Yeah. Very good.
Cool.
Okay. All right, so that brings us to round four, the round of analogies. Question number one, Mickey Mouse is to Pluto as the Grinch is to what? Mouse is to Pluto as the Grinch is to what? Question number two, 1950, Father of the Bride is to Spencer Tracy as 1991, Father of the Bride is to what? And question number three, Pony Boy is to Greaser as Cherry Valance is to what? All right, so there are the questions for round four. What do we think the answers are?
Okay, so that last one's Soch.
Okay. I'm glad you got that. I did not have that.
I figured Han would maybe know that because, Han, you probably read that book not too long ago, right?
Yeah, not too long ago. I did not remember that, but now that he says it, that sounds right.
Okay. The second question?
Yeah, question was Father of the Bride from 1991.
Steve Martin.
Steve Martin, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Do we know this first one, the dog from the Grinch? We can call Lila really quick.
Oh, good idea.
She'll know it quickly.
I don't know it off the top of my head.
I know.
I can picture it, but I don't know the name.
Okay.
Okay. Or should we call Danielle? Because she loves it.
She loves being on the
podcast.
Rob,
you'll like this. Danielle hates it when we call. So we call Danielle almost every week.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Lila really
loves it. If Lila knows it, I say go Lila.
She actually loves it, and she will know it. Good news, though. We got time, so if she doesn't know it, we'll just call Danielle.
Okay, great.
You have that up there?
I think so.
It's muted. Hang on, now it is. Okay. Oh, hey, Lila, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, no cursing. You're live on the radio.
That's right.
Okay, here's the question, Reed. Go ahead and give it to her.
Yeah, Lila, it's an analogy, and it is Mickey Mouse is to Pluto as the Grinch is to what?
The Grinch's dog is named what?
It sounded like she cut out. Did she just curse?
Oh, Max.
Max, that's right. Okay. That's it.
Okay.
Awesome.
So how do you guys want to do your points? Hang tight, Lila. Don't go anywhere.
Well, so five there.
Okay.
I felt good about the others, right?
You had Steve Martin.
That's right.
I feel good about that.
And then you said Cherry Valance was a
so-so. Yeah, that's 11 points.
Yeah. 11 points here?
Yeah.
Okay, that is 11 points. Nice job. Thanks to Lila.
Yeah, thanks, Lila.
Good job, Lila.
Yeah. Did you want to keep her on because there's another one you think she'll know in this one?
Let me see.
Like next round.
Yeah, I don't know. It's possible. Couldn't hurt. Lila, you got a minute to hang on? Okay.
Okay.
All right. So here are the questions in round five. Question number one. What was the famous final utterance of fictional character Charles Foster Kane? What was the famous final utterance? I knew that Rob would know this. Okay. Question number two. Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Edward Lawrence was a British liaison officer, sometimes known as T.E. Lawrence, but most famously known as blank of blank. And okay. Then question number three, in the Star Wars universe, Ewoks are native to a moon named what? What is the moon that the Ewoks come from? All right, so there are the questions for round five. I see Rob Briscoe doing a lot of nodding.
Yeah, I'm going to leave after this one because this is a high note.
All right, so Rob, what do you know here?
All right, we got Citizen Kane. We're mm-hmm. going, I think, Rosebud,
okay.
I believe.
Okay.
Why am I blanking on the questions already?
T.E. Lawrence was known as blank of blank.
Lawrence of Arabia, great okay. movie by David Lean.
Okay.
And then Star Wars, the Ewoks are from...
What moon?
Do you know this?
Endor?
Is that there it is. If nice. I named my son Han and he got that one wrong, then it's going to be a real, real moment for us.
Good point. Whew, Lila, thank goodness we were saved.
Lila knew all those as well, but Rob jumped right in with the answers. So what do we want to do point value?
Yeah, no, 11 on that too, right?
Yeah. Certainly, you do want to go 11.
Yeah, sure.
That's very nice. Okay. So, very nicely done, guys. And that gets us all the way up to 50 points through five rounds. That's not too shabby.
Not too shabby at all. All right. Okay.
All right. Round six. Survey says. All right. So, about 15 years ago, I asked 100 10th grade students at Hoover High School the following question. You're just trying to come up with the top three most popular responses. Try to get them in the right order as well. But you don't have to put down any point values. Lila, I'm curious to see what input you have on this question as well. So I told the 10th graders, I said, name a character from The Office. What do you think are the top three most popular responses? Lila, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Michael Scott.
Okay, so you said Michael Scott there?
Yeah, okay. And then the other, I think the next ones would either be Jim, Pam, or Dwight.
Okay.
Like, I don't know what order.
Okay. Briscoes, what do you guys think about this?
Those are the exact four that I don't know how to narrow down to three on that, but that's the exact four I had in my head.
We do need to get down to three, and we need to decide on an order.
I would almost
I think you're going to do the same thing I
did. Dwight, Michael, Scott, and Jim.
Maybe. See, I'm worried. I have a little worry that Jim Pam is so easy of a combo, and Dwight's going to sneak in there, and people are going to forget that it's not Steve Carell.
Right. Mm.
Were 10th grade students.
Yeah.
I don't know if that affects.
I was thinking Dwight was going to be number one.
Okay, so
wait, why not Michael Scott?
Well, because Dwight is a one-name character, and I don't know. I think for 10th graders, he's probably going to stick out more. I mean, good Lord, Lila, you went as Dwight for Halloween. Right, not Michael Scott.
Okay, well, that's because he has like a recognizable
right.
outfit.
There you go. That's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah.
And of course, you know, Michael Scott was not a character in every season either.
So how do you separate Jim and Pam?
Right.
It feels like they're a combo, right?
But they are two separate characters.
Yeah.
So who would you take off?
I would take off Pam, I think.
I say go with Lila. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so what order and which characters?
What do you think?
I don't know. I've never watched Elvis, but Dwight was the first name that came into my head when the question was asked. So I'm thinking that's a good choice.
All right, so let's go Dwight, Michael, and Jim.
Okay.
Yeah.
The most popular response, and I think this is not surprising, especially given like Han's response there, was indeed Dwight Schrute. The second most popular response was Michael Scott. The third most popular response was Jim. Nice job.
Nice. I got all of them. So that's 11 points.
For you guys, that's automatically 11 points. Ooh. If you got those three answers in that order, it's automatically 11. If you got those three answers, but in a different order, that's 9 points. If you got only two of those answers, that's 8 points. If you got just one of those, that's 5 points.
Good job, Lila.
Yeah, nice job. All right. That brings us to round seven. What are the names of the two rival gangs in the 1961 film West Side Story? What are the two rival gangs? Question number two, the 1968 film Oliver was the first G-rated film to win Best Picture. What 1969 film starring John Voight was the first X-rated film to win the same Academy Award? And then question number three, if you combine the worship of Yoruba deities with the worship of Catholic saints, then you get what religion not practiced by Brad Nowell before his death by overdose in 1996. All right. So last question, once again, if you combine the worship.
What?
Is that a question in English?
If you combine the worship of Yoruba deities with the worship of Catholic saints, then you get what religion, which was not practiced by Brad Nowell before his death by overdose in 1996. All right. So there are the questions. And boy, let me tell you, we sure were lucky to have Rob Briscoe on a night when we have so many film questions.
I like the movie. Yeah. Keep them coming.
Hey, so Lila, I think maybe Danielle's going to know one or two of these. You mind if we get pull her on the line?
Yeah, you can call her.
Okay, cool. Okay. And if we need you, we'll call you right back.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
See you, Lila.
Bye. Bye.
All right, so Danielle's going to love this.
Okay, yeah, she loves it.
Let's call her. Okay. She should be up, surely.
Yeah. She's probably just waiting by the phone.
Yeah, yeah. And she knows it's... Well, you got to turn that up.
I'm going to. It's just a loud ring there. She's not answering.
No, I think she did.
Oh,
there she is.
Hello.
Hey, Danielle.
Hi.
Hey, it's Will. Hey, you're live on the radio, so no cursing. We have the Briscoes here with us, Rob Briscoe and Han Briscoe, playing trivia with us.
Oh.
Hey, Danielle.
Hi, Briscoes.
All right, so we had Lila on. She did great. She got us 11 points. And now it's your turn to save us. We have a couple of questions in this round. We don't know, and we're sure that you will.
Okay. So here's the first question, Danielle. What are the names of the two rival gangs in the 1961 film West Side Story? And I feel like maybe Rob will know this if you don't know. So, Rob says he does not know this. So it is totally up to you, Danielle. What are the two rival gangs in West Side Story?
The Jets.
Yeah. Okay.
And who's their rival? The Philadelphia Eagles, maybe? Oh, okay.
The Jets and the Sharks.
Jets and the Sharks, says Danielle.
Nice. Yep. I had a feeling you'd know that one.
Question number two, I do think Rob Briscoe knows this one if you don't, but do you happen to know, Danielle, what was the first, starring John Voight, what was the first X-rated film to win Best Picture?
Oh.
Lila did not know it.
Turns out.
I would hope not.
But you said it was R-rated?
X-rated.
X-rated?
Yes, first X-rated, and I want to say maybe only X-rated. I don't know. Maybe
think it's the only one.
It might still be the only X-rated film to have won Best Picture.
What is
also,
it? Ron?
Also, would possibly be PG-13 today.
Right?
Yeah, it's not.
What is it?
Midnight Cowboy.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So Danielle, this last one, you are our only hope.
Only hope.
Yeah, because nobody knows this. All right, if you combine the worship of Yoruba deities with the worship of Catholic saints, then you get what religion not practiced by Brad Nowell before his death by overdose in 1996?
Sorry, the Yoruba deities?
Yeah, Yoruba deities and Catholic saints gives you what religion that Brad Nowell did not practice?
I have no idea.
Okay, we don't either. I don't understand the
Brad
question.
Nowell yeah. is.
I feel like I went to school with him, but no, because I saw that person recently. He's very much alive.
So do y'all want to maybe go 1 point on that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
And we fill...
We'll go 5 for number 2 and 3 for number 1.
Okay. So indeed, it is Jets and Sharks. Thank you, Daniel.
Nice.
That's solid 3 points there. And of course, it is also... Midnight Cowboy. Yes. So the correct answer to question number 3 is Santeria.
Oh. Okay.
I didn't practice Santeria. Oh.
You know, I do know of Brad Nowell. I stayed in the room where he passed away.
There you go.
Oh.
Yeah. There's a hotel out in San Francisco, Phoenix, where he died. And it is this crazy two-story, like you think of like a Panama old school, Panama City Beach two-story motel. But it's incredible, and it's like where every band stays, and so we were there on tour and stayed there, and sure enough, Reed's favorite band was like two doors down from me, hanging out, and we, Les Newby and I, were in the room where Brad Nowell died.
What was that band he was in?
Sublime.
Sublime, that's it.
Who it is. Okay.
And now I think maybe his son or somebody sings for that band, I think.
How about that? All right, so 8 points there, not bad. All right, round 8. In an effort to help refugees in South Asia, George Harrison and others organized an August 1st, 1971 benefit called the Concert for Blank. There was a famous record produced from that concert. Question number 2, fictional character Danny Torrance, son of Jack and Wendy, Jack and Wendy, has an imaginary friend whose name is what? And question number 3, someone might describe a rags-to-riches story by saying it was a real Horatio Blank story based on the name of a 19th century author famous for having written over 100 such tales. Danielle, while you're on the line, is there anything there that jumps out to you that you know?
No, not really.
Okay.
So, not jumping out. Danny from The Shining.
What was his imaginary friend's name?
I believe.
What was the name of his imaginary friend?
Yeah, what was his name, Danielle?
Oh, okay.
It's a weird situation because he lived in the little boy's mouth.
Just
which has got to be a terrible place
so
to live.
So strange.
Yeah. Rob, do you know
it? I do know it.
Rob knows
I do
it. Okay.
I feel like Danielle's close.
It's Tony, right?
Boom. Yep.
Okay. Nice job there. A lot of teams the other night said Toby. They were close, but not quite. All right. And George Harrison, the concert for?
Is that...
trying to help people in South Asia?
I thought it was going into Live Aid, and then it,
no, and
the
we just,
wording threw me off.
We just last night finished the We Are the World documentary.
Yeah. Ooh, which I got to go back.
I need to watch that.
It is great.
I bet so.
So it's throwing me off a little bit. But yeah, so... I mean, India is where he would go travel to, right, all the time?
This is going to be in that area, but it's not that.
Okay. Because he and Ravi Shankar, the whole, I kind of wanted to say Tibet, but it's not because that's not South Asia.
Concert for Blank. And then question number 3, a Horatio Blank story. Rags to riches is a Horatio what story? Rob, do you know this?
Yeah, but this falls under our, like, there's a word in my head and I don't know why it's there.
Yeah. Well, that's okay.
I think it's Alger,
okay,
but I could be wrong.
Okay. So Horatio Alger says
don't feel
Rob.
Feel great about it.
We said Tony for Danny Torrance's imaginary friend and concert for.
Yeah, so 3 for the last one, 2 for, 5 for the middle one. And then I won for the first one. What do we got there?
Okay, so that's going to wind up being 8 points.
Nice.
Tony, indeed. Alger is right. And it's the concert for Bangladesh.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have got it.
Okay, so that brings us now then to the bonus round.
Here it is. 2 minutes.
Yep. As laid out on the New York Martial Arts Academy website, there are 9 colored belts that a student of karate will attain as her skills progress. What 5 colors denote the most novice of students? So beginner, as you work your way up, what would be the 5 colors of the first 5 belts?
White, right?
Well, I know white is the first one because all of my students have a white belt right
now. White belt. Danielle works with very young students. All right, so white first.
The yellow is one.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. Green? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
I want to say Brown's an early one too, but I could be wrong.
Brown sounds right.
I feel like Brown's right before
Plaid. Oh, is that pretty far
I don't
down?
Know. I
maybe.
Don't know,
yeah, you might be right.
Okay. So, did you say Plaid?
No.
Okay.
All right. So we said white, yellow, green,
brown. You said.
Well, I mean, yeah. If we can't come up with another, and then is there red in there? No. I don't know.
I don't know.
I think red is a big one, isn't it?
Well, but I mean,
red feels tough.
What's yeah. what's the last one? We know that.
Black
belt, yeah.
Maybe yeah.
Is there a blue in the mix?
Those are all colors.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. Okay. I don't have even an educated guess.
All right, so what? So y'all going to say white, yellow, you said green, you said maybe brown, you said maybe red, you said maybe blue.
I don't think it's red.
Okay.
I think red is a big one.
Okay, so maybe go brown and blue?
Okay, sure.
Okay, it is white, yellow, green, blue, and I skipped over the one in the middle, which is orange.
Okay.
So that's 12 points there, and that brings you to a final score of 89.
Nice.
Guys. That's
nice.
Not too
wow.
sure. That's close to the winning score.
Look dang.
Nice job.
All right, so what were the next three?
All I know is white, yellow, okay. orange, green, and blue. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good stuff. Thanks, Danielle.
Okay. Bye.
See ya. All right. Thanks, Rob and Han. That was a lot of fun.
Thank you for having us.
For sure. Yeah. And Han, I'm going to make you pick a winner from that thing earlier because it drives me crazy. We'll do a random.
You can use a random number generator.
Yeah, that's how we'll do it. All right. Good stuff. Thank you guys for playing. Be sure to go subscribe to the podcast Trivia with Will and Reed wherever you get podcasts. This hour, the show is brought to you by Good People Brewing Company. Good People Brewing, it's the most aptly named business in Birmingham.
W297BF Birmingham, WPYA HD2 Gardendale, W222BK Pelham.